Track 13, Bench 10, from Limekiln Yard to the Mill Race. The route from Dartington Ciderpress Centre to Totnes begins at bench number 10 in Limekiln Yard, on the far side of the toy shop. It is located beside a square of cobbles in the asphalt path, and identified by the number post that stands beside it. A lofty ash tree dominates the yard, growing before the yawning mouths of two ancient lime kilns set into the side of the hill. Across the yard and to the left of the path, a tactile signboard with carved woodwork and braille inscription welcomes you to the pleasures of country walking. Bench 10 beneath the ash tree overlooks the Bidwell Brook, which winds between tree roots and rocky pools on its way to join the River Dart. Behind you lies the Ciderpress Centre, noted for its craft shops, its luxury goods and fine food.
In 1928, the craft of cider making was revived here at Shinner's Bridge as part of Leonard and Dorothy Elmhurst's bid to restore the rural economy of the Dartington estate. But the cider making failed to prosper, and other enterprises took its place. It's years, too, since the lime kilns were in action, and years since the stonecutters vacated the quarry to the left of the path, where Dartington Pottery now stands. When we set off up the slope into the woods beyond the pottery, we shall be entering a narrow and steep-sided valley that opens out towards Totnes. Here the brook has carved itself a deep and shadowy channel to the right of the path. On its further bank, among the trees, the A385 Plymouth to Totnes Road, once a quiet turnpike lane, is now constantly noisy and busy with motor traffic. In the yard itself, a steel handrail beside the path prevents us from falling into the brook. The rail is interrupted where a stone-built bridge gives access to the road beyond. As we go up into the wood, the handrail terminates. The asphalt path becomes limestone grit, which can get muddy after rain or littered with leaves and debris after a storm. A short strip of grating and a cobbled curb mark the entrance to the pottery shop on the left. Immediately beyond this, a set of low steel hoops must be negotiated. If you have a wheelchair or a pushchair, use the chicane to the left of the hoops or the gate to the right. Then you are into the trees, Foxhole Copse, followed by Simmons Tree Wood. Simmons Tree, Shinner's Bridge, Berryman's Marsh. The names recall those faded sepia photographs from the time when labouring men wore waistcoats, watch chains and leather gaiters. Simmons Tree Wood leaves you wondering who Simmon was and what the significance of his tree might be. Follow the path above the brook, but remember that the ground falls away steeply upon the right-hand side. As we descend towards Bench 9 at the Mill Race, there are two passing bays cut into the earth bank to our left, where wheelchair users might wish to pause and rest. There is a side path to the left at one point, but ignore it.